Ali Ali, 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 Ali Ali.
Imam Ali once said, like your body, your mind also gets tired, so refresh it with five sayings. With that being said, I'd like to invite Maulana Muhammad Beg to shed light on the legacy of Maulana Ali.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. First of all, I'd like to congratulate all the mu'mineen here on the birth of our Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, alayhi salatu wa salam. And on behalf of you, send congratulations to the Imam of our time, because he is the one who is the sponsor and the host of this gathering. Just after that beautiful recitation, you know, trying to get myself back and just say a few words in regards to one ayat of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. And this ayat is in regards to the love of Ahlul Bayt, the love of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. This love of Imam and this love of Ahlul Bayt is what defines a Shia. And I want to speak here to us, to our people. We are those who have an attachment with Imam Ali. And just to speak about this love that we have for Imam Ali, so we can understand what this love is, where it came from, and where it's going. A Shia is defined. How do you define a Shia? A Shia is defined, tashayyu is defined by the love of Ahlul Bayt, by the love of Imam. It is described by it. You want to know a Shia? The Shia, there's one word to describe him, and that is love. It is love that describes him. And this is what we are about. We are about this. There was a time that Abu Dharr was with a caravan, and he got lost. The caravan went ahead. Rasulullah was in the caravan. He went ahead. And Abu Dharr got lost, and he went through a hard time looking for the caravan, couldn't find it. In fact, it was so bad that he was at the point of dying of thirst. He wasn't dead, but he was really in a bad situation. The caravan that had gone ahead recognized that Abu Dharr is missing. So they came back. They said, you know, let's send a search party looking for him. So the search party went to look for Abu Dharr, and they found him. They found him in a very bad situation. In a very bad situation, they found him. And they offered him water. He says, I already have water. He says, I already have water. He says, what do you mean you have water? And why didn't you drink it? He says, when I got lost, I found a spring of water. It was very tasty. So I got water from that spring. He said, well, why didn't you drink it? He says, because I wanted Rasulullah to have it first. My friends, this is where the story of a Shia begins. You want to know who a Shia is and how he thinks and how he lives? This is how it begins. This is what he's about. This is what defines him. This is what describes him. Now, the height of that love is found in Karbala. We see in Karbala, that's where you want to go. This is, the beginning is here, the ending is in Karbala. That's where you see Abul Fadl Abbas by the riverside, looking at the water. See, this is love. This is what I mean by love. And this is what defines us. But what I want us to understand is that, what is this love? Where did it come from? And what is the nature of this love? Because we all love Ahlul Bayt, Alhamdulillah. We know that. You know, every time the name of Imam Ali is mentioned, you smile. So I know that you love Imam Ali. Right? But I want us to understand what this love is. So let me just go into that if you send a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The love of Ahlul Bayt for any human being who's decent, any human being who has the basic elements of being a human being, the love of Ahlul Bayt is unavoidable. It is unavoidable. You cannot avoid falling in love with Imam Ali. It is that way. It is unavoidable for anyone who is decent, anyone who doesn't have extreme thoughts, hatred. For anyone who's open-minded, if a person learns of Ahlul Bayt, I mean, for you who are born Shia, we have to be thankful and we have to be appreciative of our mothers who have fed us the love of Ali before they fed us milk. They fed us that. But even, let's say, a person who has no clue of Ahlul Bayt, who has no clue of Imamat or Islam or anyone, if a person, just a person who has the basic elements of being a human being, if he is just learns the life of Imam Ali, glances through the life of Imam Ali, you see the seed of love is now put in his heart. It just comes there. That's why you see many people who are not even Muslim, but they have admiration. They come close to it. But the nature of this love is such, my friends, this is what I want you to understand, is that Allah has made Ahlul Bayt such that it's not difficult to fall in love with them. It's not hard at all. You see, let me give an example so from there we can understand this. Send us salawats. You know, when we love things, and love is not something strange for any human being, because a human being's whole life is based on love. Every happiness that he felt in his life is because of his love and attachments. Every grief that he has felt in his life is because of love and attachment. Every human being. Love is what makes us do the things that we do, because we have attachments, we have love for people, love for our near ones. That's why all of these great emotions and sweet memories that any human being faces, it's because of this love. This love is what makes us. So we don't need an introduction to what this love is. But when we look at the love that we have for things of this dunya, let's say you're attached to a house. Your house. You love your house. Or you love a car that you dreamt of and you got it. You got a Ferrari and you love it. You'll fall in love with it. But tell me, how much can you love it? How much can you love it? What intensity is that love that you have for it? If you love it too much, your car will tell you, listen, I can't give you the pleasure of your love. Don't love me too much, because you won't have that love for me that much. We get tired of it. After a while, anything in this dunya, you love food, for example, you love biryani. How much can you eat biryani? If this is what you love, can you make it every day and eat biryani for lunch and dinner? I assure you, after a week, you'll be so sick of it, you'll say, let me get something else. Everything in this dunya is like this. Everything in this world is like this. You can only love it to an extent. You can't love it more than that. That's the only extent. You can't go forward with it. It becomes stale on you. This point is only in regards, because this love is there. Our heart is there. It falls in love. Now, every time we feel empty, why? Because that love that we have, that love that is inside of our hearts, doesn't reach its fruition. It doesn't give us the pleasure that we are expecting. For example, you hear something about this amusement park. It's hyped up to you. You go there, and then what happens? That pleasure you were expecting, you didn't get it. This is the reason why people sin. They go towards sin. The people of dunya, they go towards sin. Why? Because the pleasure they're expecting from their attachments, they cannot find it. They can't find it. There's emptiness there. There's a void there. And because of that void, because that void is there, that's why they look for pleasure, more pleasure. They cannot find it. And that's why that void always remains. The only place where that void is completed, the only place where that emptiness can find fulfillment, where that love can find realization, is in Ahlul Bayt. This is where it finds it, my friends. Those who have reached Ahlul Bayt and have found love of Ahlul Bayt, they don't go anywhere else. They don't go anywhere else. They don't need anything else. My friends, the sign is this. If you fall in love with your car or your house, maybe you should look at the love that you have for Ahlul Bayt. Is it there or not? But let me just tell you something else more than that. So from here we can start understanding what this is. Send us salawats. And I just want to go into a very subtle point. So I need you to use your mind to understand what I'm saying here. And this is something that's crucial for us if we want to know this. The love of Ahlul Bayt that we have, that Allah has put in our heart, is not absolute. It is a quality that has degrees. It's a quality that has degrees. It's not like, for example, a house. You know, do you have a house or not? Okay, I have a house. So if you have a house, that's it. You don't say, well, is your house increasing? Because house is a concrete, absolute thing. Your house doesn't increase, right? For example, if you say, you know, I have, let's say, you know, this person has taqwa. Now you can say, is your taqwa increasing? See, it's a quality. Just like that, love is a quality. Love is not absolute. Love is a quality that has degrees. And when it has degrees, then it improves. That's why the love of Ahlul Bayt, when we have it, this love that we feel is a love that is at the beginning level. My friends, we take the example of Misam et Ammar, right? There's a height to that. And our dream is to reach that, right? That's what the share was about, that we want to reach that. The idea is that the love that we have is a beginner's level. It is a beginner's level. What is a beginner's level's love? Let me explain that. What do you mean by introductory level, beginner's level love that we have for Ahlul Bayt? You know, when you love something at the beginning, there is a attachment that you have towards that thing. And that attachment makes you think about it. Makes you feel warm about it. Occasionally. When we feel warm, when we feel good, then we go to the majlis. Why? Because there's warmth and I want to go there. When we feel warm, we go for ziyarat. occasionally, right? We go there for ziyarat. This is a beginner's love. Beginner's love is sometimes you feel that attachment. Sometimes you're sitting in your car and you're crying, thinking about Imam Hussein, thinking about Imam Zaman. It happens sometimes, right? We all felt it sometimes. This is a beginner's level. Beginning level love is something that is expressed occasionally. It's expressed occasionally. Now when that love starts to grow, now that sometimes becomes always. That occasional remembrance becomes that you can't get them out of your mind. This is when you know that your love is increasing. Now you don't read, for example, or you don't remember them, for example, once a week and read Ziyarat-e-Warisa once a week. Now you can't let go of them. You see, this is how love grows. There's that beginning level, and now you're increasing that love. When that love increases, now your relationship is becoming different. You compare it to any love, and when we say love of Ahlul Bayt, it's not different than any love that we feel for anything else. No, my friends, it's not different. That's why you can give the example of love for anything that you have. Have you, ask yourself this, have you felt love for someone in your life? I don't want to put you on the spot, you know. You don't need to answer that, right? Your wife's not looking, so it's okay. Salawat. My friends, this love that we have, it's growing. So remember this. One, this love Allah puts in our heart. That's the first thing. Second thing, this love, once it's put in the heart, it doesn't stay stagnant. It keeps growing. It's unavoidable to fall in love with Ahlul Bayt, and it's unavoidable to stop it from growing. It just grows. It just grows. You can't do anything about it. It's not hard to fall in love with Ahlul Bayt. It's hard to forget them. It's difficult to forget them. You know, a mu'min, if he sins, if he disobeys Allah, does something wrong, you know, he himself feels guilty about it. Now you tell the same mu'min who has just done a sin and guna that, let's go for the majlis. You know, he will avoid it. He will say, no, it's okay, I won't go, because he doesn't feel up to it. He doesn't feel that he can face the imam. That guilty conscience is there, it's killing him. It does kill him. How can I face imam in this situation that I've done something wrong? La ilaha illallah. When you look at this emotion of this mu'min, what's going through his heart, this burden that he has put on his shoulder, this hardship that he's going through, this guilty conscience that he has, is because he loves Ahlul Bayt. Because of this love, my friends, if a mu'min can forget Ahlul Bayt, his life would become easier in this world. His life would become much easier in this world. It's because of this attachment that now every time that we do something wrong, we feel ashamed about it. If he could just understand this much, that if you think that it's because of your sin that you should not go before the imam, try going before the imam and then see how much they love you back. You can't forget them. This love is growing. It cannot stop growing. Once you have it, you can't resist it. That's it. Now it's going to grow, my friends. You can try as much as you want to let go of it, but it won't leave you. This is the second nature of this love. Unlike the dunya, in dunya, We say, you know, if you are far away from someone, you love them more. Why? Because if you live with someone too much, then that love goes away, right? And, you know, all the grown men are smiling, you know, because they've experienced it. Right? And it's true, right? You know that. You know what I mean? The more you live, the more it is. It becomes stale like that. It doesn't happen like that. But this is where this love has different from there. This is the point. As an experiment, try it at home. Right? Every morning when you get up, say, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. وَعَلَى الْأَرْوَاحِ الَّتِي هَلَّتْ بِفَنَائِكَ صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد Just say it every day and tell me after 40 days did your love for Ahlul Bayt decrease or increase? Really? And then try it again. The favorite food that you have, eat it for 40 days and tell me. Understand the difference in nature. Why is this? That the love of Ahlul Bayt, please send a loud salawat. What happens, my friends? Why this difference, this nature is there, that whenever you love them more increases? Why is it? You know why? The simple reason is this, and understand it very well. Anything you love other than Ahlul Bayt, its ability to attract you, ability to appeal to you, ability to deserve love from you is limited. It is limited. You can only love it so much. Everything, even your wife, your husband, or your children, you can't love them. Absolutely, you can't love them intensely. It stops somewhere. After it, it starts looking ugly. It starts looking ugly. People will think you're crazy. People will think that you're crazy for loving them so much. And this is the truth. You can't, anything in this world, its ability to attract you is limited. That's why when we look at Ahlul Bayt, because their ability to attract is limitless, so no matter how much we remember them and love them, we are growing in their love. We are growing in their love. This is what it is, my friend. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And then when it reaches its height, that's a whole different field. That's a whole different field. A person is thinking differently when that love increases and gets to its height. It's like that old man who used to serve in a Husainiyah, in an Imam Bargah. He used to serve there all his life. Now he became weak and frail. He is dying now. And in his deathbed, they come to him and say, relax, breathe easy. You know when they do to a person who's like dying? He says, breathe easy, let it go easy, let it go easy. Don't worry, breathe easy. And this old man just looks up at these people who are giving him this advice and says, what are you talking about? I'm worried. I'm not worried. I'm just waiting to see if my friend comes. Yes. Okay, if you all can move forward, inshallah. There's people coming from the back. They don't have room. So let's send a salawat for Amir al-Mu'mineen. This old man, what is he thinking at this time? It's the time of death. It's the time of death. He is dying. And what is he thinking about? I want to meet Imam Ali. I'm waiting for him to come. He's not waiting for Malakul Maut. No, let me now explain it in a different way so it hits home harder. Send the salawats.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Subhanallah. If a person feels the pleasure of this love, what happens? You know the angel of death, when he comes, he asks the person, I'm taking you to the next world. Come, let's go. This is what he will ask. He says, are you ready? Let's go. But if you're ready or not, it doesn't matter. But that moment is delicate. Let us just think about that moment. That moment when the angel of death comes. Have you ever thought what you will do? What you will answer him when he says, let's go? Right? Would you say, all right, let's go? You know? It is a delicate moment. Maryam was the mother of an Ulul Azm prophet. Her status in the eyes of Allah is immaculate. She is, as Allah says, ma'suma. She is, as Allah says, Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen of her time. We know of her greatness in the Quran. Allah mentions it, right? And we know that she's great. When the angel of death came to her and says, it's time to go to the next world, let's go. This is one moment, just look at that moment. At that moment, she said, right now? He says, there's no later. It has to be right now. It's right now. He says, but my son went to get something. My son went to get something. Let him come back. Angel of death says, no. See that moment? No. Can't do that. I mean, yes, this was the status of Hazrat Fatima, that he was knocking at her door. This is what Ahlul Bayt are to him. You know, he doesn't come in their house until they allow him. But here is Maryam, right? She's asked that question, and she is saying, just a minute, and he's saying, not even 1 minute. That is the moment I'm talking about. In that moment, have you decided what your answer will be? And I want you to really think, my friends. You know, really think, how far has the love of Ali taken you? Think about it. Why haven't we thought about that? That moment when he says go, why are we hesitating for? I mean, if the love of Ali is real, if the love of Ali has reached its fruition, then you will tell Malik al-Maut, get out of the way, my friend is coming. This is what you'll say. Where is that love? That's the moment when we see that. You see, why is it? Why is it that our love at that time, what makes it go? That is something that we need to think about, and let me just expound on that. This is, you know, something that is sweet and beautiful, so that we can truly, you know, take the lutf of the love of Ali in our hearts. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. When that angel of death, when he will ask you, right, let's go. And you say, let's go. You say, let's go. I'm ready. The next thing the angel of death will ask a person like this. You see, anyone who resists, anyone at that time who wants to fight angel of death or run away, angel of death is serious. All right, you know what? Out. You're finished. But if you say, at that moment, if you say, let's go. Let's go, I'm ready, let's go. You know what the angel of death will do? He will ask you another question. He says, so easily? You're so generous with your life? Why? Why are you so generous with your life? He will ask you that question. And you know the answer that a lover of Ahlul Bayt will give at that moment? He says, because at that moment, the angel of death is saying, you're giving up your life so easily? Why so easily for? What is the matter? What happened with your life? You know what the answer will be? He will say, because I have taken full advantage of this life. I have spent this life and I'm satisfied with it. I'm satisfied with it. My friends, it is only the love of Ali and his children that can make you be satisfied with your life. In such a way that you will say that now my life, I've lived it. Whatever I could gain out of my life, I gained it. Now in comparison, to make you understand that, now I'll give another example so you can compare it. If you are a billionaire, and you are the richest man on earth, and if the angel of death comes to you and says, let's go, tell me, would you say, okay, good, I have lived my life, let's go? Or would you say, but I have all this money, I still haven't lived my life yet? Ask any billionaire what will happen at the time of death. Why are you scared? You lived your life, right? You have everything you wanted. Why is that not satisfying your life? Why is there emptiness within you that you don't want to die? Have you more to live? Have you more to do? Yes, that emptiness is there, that void is there, my friends. This is the void that can only be filled by the love of Ali and his children. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You know, the greatest, because once you reach the height of love, then there are certain effects and certain things that happen to you that are so sweet that it's something that a mu'min should just look to and say, I want that. That thing I want. You know what happens? You know, one of the greatest effect of the love of Ali, you know what that is? The greatest, one of the greatest fruit of this love, one of the greatest fruit of this love is the reappearance of Imam Zaman. This is the fruit of that love, my friends. It will come to us, but how does it come? You know, I want you to think about the height of this love. This height is mentioned in Dua Nudba. If you haven't read it, read it. If you read it in Arabic and didn't understand it, please read it in your own language. So you can actually understand what the dua is saying. Because in that dua is all about love. It's all about love. And it takes you from the beginning of the love until the height of that love. You know what that height of that love is? Let me read the few ending lines of Dua Nutba so you understand what this is. Just these few lines and people will understand. Understand, what is the height of this love? You know, because once you start loving Ahlul Bayt and that seed is put in your heart, it starts growing. When it starts growing, you can't stop it. It will reach an ending. Your job and your mission in life is to increase that love. Is to increase that love. What happens is this. Many times there is an illness within us that is called hasad. This is a side point. It's called hasad. We don't recognize it, but many people have this disease, this hasad. And unfortunately, many people have this hasad for Ahlul Bayt also. Really. They have this hasad for Ahlul Bayt. Sometimes this hasad, you know what happens with this hasad? It doesn't show itself. Whenever it shows itself, there's something bad coming out. Envy, jealousy, How does it come out? For example, you are jealous of someone. Praise him in front of that person. You'll see that. Yes, he's good, but you know he's not that educated. Why did you say that? Why did you say that for? This emotion is emanating from hasad, envy. It comes from there. Many people have hasad for Ahlul Bayt. A lot of times we see that it comes out somewhere. The focus of Islam is Ahlul Bayt. Allah wants us to do what? To focus on Ahlul Bayt. This relationship that we have with Ahlul Bayt, if you improve this, that is your goal. You improve this, everything else will come. Everything else will come there. But you see, some people are like that. You know, you will see that. For example, this hasad will come. How does it come out? As an example, I'm saying. And you can think up your own examples as you go forward. I'm giving this idea to you so that you can reflect on it. You know, some people, when you speak about Imam Hussein and say, Imam Hussein is so great, Imam Hussein is so good, Imam Hussein sacrificed everything, and this is so great, and just for us to remember him is so great, and this and that, you'll see the person. He's a Shia, he's not a hater of Ahlul Bayt, he will say, but you know what, we need to concentrate on Allah. Okay, why did you say that? Why do you want the focus to go away? Why do you want the focus to go away from Ahlul Bayt? See, that's the idea, get the focus away from them. You know, we need to concentrate more on our responsibilities, our obligations. That's true, but why did you say it at this moment when Imam Hussein was being praised? Where is this emotion emanating from? My friends, this is where hasad is. In many people's hearts, it's there. And dua in nutba, when you read it, it's all about, I don't have hasad for Ahlul Bayt. Look at dua in nutba and you'll see it. What is dua in nutba saying? Allah, thank you for giving all these blessings to Imam Ali. Thank you for giving these blessings to Imam Hussein. This is what it's about. It's not about me. I don't want anything. I'm just thanking you for giving it to them. You didn't give me these things. It's all right as long as you gave it to them. What is this saying? I don't have hasad for Ahlul Bayt. This is what it's saying. And when it ends, then it takes you to the height of that love. It will take you to the height of that love. And you know what that height is? Let me read these two sentences for you. And then just give that idea that this dua is giving. What is the height of the love of Ahlul Bayt? What does it do to you? He's saying, waj'al arzaqana bihi mabsuta. Waj'al arzaqana bihi mabsuta. Allah, increase my rizq. Increase my rizq through my imam. In other words, you are saying, I don't want rizq if the imam is not included in it. I don't want it. It is only distress for me. It is only sadness for me. If I have everything, I don't have the imam. This is what it is. The height of that love is that you cannot imagine any enjoyment without the imam. Really, you don't enjoy any enjoyment without the imam. You know, when you are, for example, getting married, really, how many of us think about our imam? When you are getting married and you are handing out invitations, have you ever sent an invitation to the imam and said, Imam, I want you to come to our wedding? Don't you want everyone that you know to come to the wedding? Why haven't we invited Imam? We send arizas, right? Why haven't we? How much is he involved in our life? Really, how much is he involved in our life? This is the height of love. I don't want this. I don't want the risk, Allah, unless the Imam is included in it. Unless it's through him. I don't want to get rid of my distress unless that distress is gotten rid of by the imam. This is, my friends, that height that we on this day in the love of Ali, when we are truly loving him. I wanted to give more examples, but the time is up. And you know, truly, this is that height we need to look at when we look at Meesum, for example, when we look at these people. What is that height? He says, I don't want to have a life if it's not with my Imam. The people in Karbala, this is what they said to Imam Hussein. They said, we don't want to live if you're not there. We don't want to live if you're not there. This is that love that a Shia has. And once we reach that love, then you will see the pleasure that comes. The same pleasure that Meesum felt when his tongue was cut. That's when you will feel that pleasure. But until then, this is what we need to grow, our love for Ahlul Bayt. That is what's going to bring us towards that ultimate pleasure. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq and the blessing to be on the right path, the wisdom to understand his guidance, hasten the reappearance of our Imam, make us his helper when he comes. O Allah, on this occasion that we have of the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen, through whom that you give so much and through whom that you give any blessings and all blessings, Allah, we ask you through this day, we ask you that you send our Imam back to us and that you make us one of those people that the Imam can be proud of, and you increase the love of the Imam in the hearts of our children and us. وآخر الدعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.